At the last council meeting, no, on 24, it was the old council. We had our last meeting in May. We had motions down for that meeting. I selected a motion regarding planning, which was very close to my heart anyway, down through the years, and all councillors, in fairness. But I detected, a change of attitude, I thought, during that meeting, because I was told that I was sending out the wrong message, which I never would do. And I was sending out that message because I find in my own parishes and surrounding parishes where houses haven't been built since when they changed the planning guidelines happened, John. A lot of parishes haven't houses built, and one of them is my own, and I can go through that in a few minutes with this. Well, what I was afraid of is that people might think that the refurbishment of old houses, the other thing is that, in fairness, it would be that little bit easier in the last few years to get planning in Leitrim than it was way back after 2010, and I acknowledge that as well. But there's still a lot of places where the soil is very poor in North Leitrim. It's just very hard to get planning permission.
However, if it goes off the public agenda, you feel it could maybe lead to the wipeout of many communities due to the lack of new homes being built.
That is a danger, John. And you know, if you have a parish like our own with no new house built since 2016 in it, the writing's on the wall that many parts of North Leitrim find it hard to get a site in the present guidelines since 2016. Well, I'll give you an example, John, on the road that I was reared on myself. Over a period of 30 years, from 86 to 2016, there was over 20 houses built on that one road. Now, what did that do for our parish? Well, it stabilised the population, for starters. It stabilised school numbers. But then the figure that I have already given you, John, in 2016, no houses built in the parish of Glenfern. We're not talking about one road. We're talking about the whole of parish of Glenfern has no house built in 2016.